This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
Pandemic.news update from March 1st. History has shown us that pandemics really wreak havoc when there's a combination of a highly transmissible virus with human movement, groups of humans gathering in one place, spreading the disease without adequate testing or adequate protection. For example, the Spanish flu, 1918-1919, also involved large movements of young men in World War I. The moving of men to the front lines, transportation in confined spaces, for example, rail cars, and then in barracks, and very, very poor conditions allowed the virus to spread more rapidly than it would otherwise have spread. These conditions are very similar, by the way, to homeless conditions in cities like San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle. You have drug use, needle sharing. You also have certain communities that are sharing body fluids and blood, a lot of anal sex going on in, you know, West Coast cities, for example, a lot of sharing of body fluids. We'll just put it that way for a variety of bizarre reasons. These are almost perfect conditions for the spread of the virus. Now, there's one more scenario that may also really accelerate the spread of this that I have to mention. I kind of covered it in a previous podcast. There is now a very real possibility that the elections in November might be suspended. And that would happen because mostly liberal cities are under quarantine. So I believe that it's Democrats who would call, possibly, for the delaying of elections so that more Democrats could participate in the election. That's a viable scenario at this point. There might also be an argument at the Supreme Court level or lawmakers nationwide to say, look, you've got too many cities under lockdown and you can't have remote voting because it's not secure. It's not honest. It's too much fraud. So we have to suspend the elections until this crisis has passed. And then maybe Trump declaring a national medical emergency to go along with that, a state of emergency, could suspend the elections. Now, if that were to happen, I believe that you would immediately have left-wing lunatics such as Antifa taking to the streets. If the elections were suspended, this would fulfill every paranoid fantasy of the radical left. They would then believe that Trump has declared himself a dictator. They would believe that America is now, an authoritarian, tyrannical regime. They might not be wrong about all that, but I'll talk about that later. I mean, medical martial law is authoritarian. I will talk about that. But they're going to believe that the left is, in their minds, has to then desperately rise up in a mass fight, a physical, kinetic fight against the Trump administration. That would involve large crowds of leftists gathering together in the middle of a pandemic. So there's your World War I scenario right there. That's your Spanish flu scenario, except the coronavirus spreads more easily than the Spanish flu, right? And today's cities have way more filth than we had in World War I. And in fact, the health of young people today is vastly inferior to the health of young people in 1918, 1919. So this is a convergence of factors for a perfect storm of widespread death, devastation, apocalyptic type scenarios. The fall of America is what I'm basically describing here. Now, of course, I hope this doesn't happen. This is one scenario out of many. This may not be even the most likely scenario, but it is one that we must consider. There are other scenarios that amazing galactic magic takes place. The virus vanishes overnight. Like Trump said, I think he said that one day you wake up, it'll be gone like magic. Okay, let's put that scenario at the 1% possibility mark or less, and let's just see if that unfolds. I guess if we're going to collect scenarios, that we will call that a possibility. Probably not the most likely scenario, but okay, whatever. There are many other scenarios Perhaps the quarantines are not that widespread. Perhaps the election continues on schedule. Or perhaps there's some mechanism for remote voting that people find a way to trust. I don't know for sure how that could be. I don't trust voting on your mobile phone. You know, the Democrats carry out so much fraud anyway that if you have remote voting, it's just going to be fraud after fraud after fraud. And that's not going to be good for anyone trusting the outcome of the election. I think a lot of these scenarios end up with a disputed election. So if Trump wins, no doubt the left will find some way to say that Trump stole it, or Trump, they might say, put certain counties under quarantine in order to prohibit elections taking place in those counties, giving Trump a 49-state victory, let's say. And then the left will go insane and claim that Trump stole it, with the Russians, of course, so they got to throw the Russians in there. But let's look on the Democrat side here. You got Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. That pretty much is it at this point, unless there's some wild card, unforeseen type of last minute addition, like Hillary Clinton or, Michelle Obama. That's not a typo. Or Oprah or something like that. Unless there's some wild card who pops in at the last minute, this looks pretty much like a Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders Democrat, you know, candidate here. And so you got to throw in the pandemic as a third candidate almost in this. Not that the pandemic is running for the election, but a third force. So it's not just a choice between, let's say it's Joe Biden, not just a choice between Biden and Trump. It's a choice between Biden and Trump with a pandemic looming over everybody. The Trump administration utterly failing to get on top of this. The Democrats having no solutions other than free healthcare for everybody, but we don't have enough hospital beds, so go home and die. That's basically the Obamacare approach to all this. You'll have America ripping itself apart. Disease, destitution, panic, quarantines, isolation. Basically, every apocalyptic scenario that you've seen in a science fiction movie will be here, or could be. We don't know for certain, but it could be. The election is now in doubt. If you asked me 2 months ago, I would have said Trump has a 95% chance of winning. Today, that chance has plummeted to maybe 50-50. And if Trump continues to fail to get people in his administration who are willing to tell the truth about this and actually help people get prepared and run the diagnostic testing and have actual infectious disease surveillance as is necessary. If Trump gets on top of this now, his chances may go up to 60, 70, maybe 80%, but right now they're 50-50 and they could plummet to zero. Trump, if he doesn't get on top of this, he may not even be in the White House on Election Day. It's that insane. The calls for him to resign are not far away if the deaths begin to mount in America. And the deaths are mounting in South Korea. The deaths are adding up in Italy. They're adding up in Iran. They're adding up, of course, in China, all over the world. I don't know how anybody thinks that we can just pretend that we have it under control in America, like somehow there will be no deaths here. When the hospitals are getting infected now, and the retirement centers are infected, and the schools are infected, and the quarantine centers run by the Air Force are infected, and this is spreading all over the West Coast right now, and infected people are being allowed to fly on airplanes all over the country to this day, you're dreaming if you think that there will not be a wave of infections and deaths in America. You're living in a delusional fantasy land. And right now, it appears Trump is living there with you. So let's hope that changes. Because fantasy will not solve this pandemic. But right now, everything is up in the air. Don't count on anything. The future can change overnight. The future of America, the future of our country, America may fall from this. We may not see America 2 years down the road or 3 years. America may not even resemble the America that we have today. And I've predicted that before. You've heard those podcasts. So stay informed. Read pandemic.news. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Anyway, check out those websites and thank you for listening and thank you for getting prepared. Do your part to help stop the spread of this virus. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.